Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day in terms of significance. Why? Because today, almost surely, almost certainly, not in the 13th round of balloting, but very much likely in the 14th round of balloting, Kevin McCarthy is going to be elected the Speaker of the House. He has flipped successfully 14 recalcitrant Republicans. He has still fallen short by, it seems to be, about 2 votes. They're going to announce it soon. We will be right on top of it. It is also a solemn day concerning the recollections of January 6th 2 years ago. Doesn't it seem incredible that it's 2 years only that has passed? It seems longer than that, does it not? 2 years ago, the President of the United States was Donald J. Trump. And his conduct during January 6th was still is a highly questionable issue regarding his potential desire, his real and expressed desire to return to the presidency. Why is it that no Republicans, except for one member of Congress from Pennsylvania, Congressman Fitzpatrick, attended a fairly solemn memorial honoring the police and law enforcement officials who so courageously put themselves in harm's way to stop the riot on January 6th. There's also a new poll, a stunning new poll, and to me, very surprising new poll, that shows that the American people have a more positive view about January 6th than they did 2 years ago, right after it happened. Why? Why would you have more people expressing their support for the takeover of the Capitol building 2 years ago? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Jeremy, have they announced the final vote totals yet for the 13th ballot, the lucky 13th ballot? We're still waiting. Okay, we're still waiting. We can hear them announce it. It was strange to listen to the latest roll call because the latest numbers as they were going through. For instance, there was a Congressman Harris, a Republican from Maryland, and Congressman Harris got a huge round of applause. And he got a huge round of applause because he had switched his vote. He was one of those who had been voting for Jim Jordan or voting for Kevin Hearn. Matt Rosendale, one of the holdouts, and he's still a holdout, during the 12th, not 13th, but the 12th round of balloting, it came to him and he said, "I'm voting for Kevin," and then a long pause, Hearn. And Kevin Hearn, the congressman from Oklahoma, who was the latest placeholder. All right. The latest numbers in the concluded, just concluded, round of voting, very consistently, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, 212 votes. This time, as last time, McCarthy actually getting more votes than the Democrat. He got 214. And others, that means Republican holdouts who wouldn't vote for McCarthy, 6. So what is necessary now, because that is a total of 400... they are, because there are fewer people voting, there is a congressman who had to go back to his home in Texas because his wife had just given birth prematurely. There was another congressman who was out for surgery this morning. He came back from the surgery in time to actually vote. But it's all incredibly close. And the one thing that must be suggesting itself to people, certainly people who know the history, the worst tie-up in the House of Representatives in electing a speaker, there's been a lot of attention to what happened in 1923. That was the last time it went more than a single ballot. Yes, 100 years ago. In that time, it was, a fight in the Republican Party, and it went to 9 ballots. They've well exceeded that. Now they will be going to at least 14, it appears. Previous all-time record was in 1856, and it was at 1855, right after the election of 1854. And in 1855, when they were counting the votes, it took 133 ballots. But the way they finally got done was they changed the rules of the House. They could do that today. And that's if they had enough votes to change the rules. And the question would be, would the Democrats strongly oppose it? They probably would. Would some of the Republican holdouts still oppose it? They probably would not. And when I say change the rules, they could change the rules on how you elect a speaker. There's nothing in the Constitution that says a speaker has to get a majority of all the votes. A plurality should be enough. And that was the way they had elected Nathaniel Banks, who was the first Republican Speaker of the House ever, who was the first clearly anti-slavery Speaker of the House ever, and who got himself elected because they altered the rules. Representative Byron Donalds, been one of the alternatives. He had voted for Kevin McCarthy in the first two ballots, and now in the most recent two ballots, he's also voting for Kevin McCarthy. That is why he got up. Kevin McCarthy, he had gone down as low as 201 votes, and now he is up to 214. He needs 218, would certainly do it. It may be because of absences, because of people who have been called away, that 216 will do it. So another two switches or three switches at most should give the speakership to Kevin McCarthy. Here is what Representative Byron Donalds said about Kevin McCarthy. Listen.
Donalds.
McCarthy.
Okay, not enough to have settled this thing, but it almost surely will be settled today. Later today, we'll talk a bit more about some of the mourning concerning what happened on January 6th just 2 years ago. It seemed like another era. We will talk about that. The President of the United States gave out gold medals, and he gave them out on a bipartisan basis to people who stood up and defended the election when it was being challenged. There was also a service with Nancy Pelosi on the Capitol steps. I do not understand why more Republicans did not participate, because maybe those Republicans go with the now 20% of Americans who say they approve somewhat or strongly of the Capitol takeover 2 years ago. Why? We'll get to that and to much more coming up. Also, the key to success in college is so simple, it's almost never mentioned. We'll mention it. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Daily Dose of Debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, yes, it is January 6th. It is the two-year anniversary of the most serious domestic riot against the Capitol certainly ever in the history of the country. Yes, the Capitol was attacked by British invading forces back in 1815, where they burned the White House during that particular attack. But that was not January 6th, but it was bad enough in terms of actually occupying the building for several hours. There are a number of leading Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and former Speaker of the House, soon to be replaced by Kevin McCarthy, it would seem. And then also Hakeem Jeffries was there. There were a bunch of Democrats, one Republican, to honor the Capitol Police and the others who put themselves in harm's way in order to protect the people's house, the capital of the United States. Why would there not be more Republicans there participating? And participating in honoring the people, and by the way, which includes Mike Pence, who helped to save the country from, not from extinction, but from terrible grief and even worse setbacks. Let us go to your calls and to Anita in Buckley, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, I'm kind of angry with your take on how Republicans should feel about January 6th. I'm going to be real clear. Those men have not received a fair trial. We know that Nancy Pelosi had involvement on that day. We have not had a fair committee that to represent all the video footage. We have leaks that we know that the FBI was involved. So, of course, no Republican should go forward and go out on the steps with Nancy Pelosi. And secondly, Kevin McCarthy is a hard no. He did not come here one time to support any of the Republicans that ran for office here. In fact, he pumped money against Joe Kent in the primary and backed Jamie Herrera Butler and only showed up on November 1st to back Joe Kent. Kevin McCarthy is a part of the problem. He's part of the establishment.
Okay, hold on. We'll go to Kevin McCarthy in a moment. Let's go back to January 6th. You believe that of the 900 people who have been charged so far, with about 500 of them either pleading guilty or having been convicted, none of them received a fair trial?
I believe that there are men still in jail in D.C. right now that have not received a speedy trial, have not even gotten their trial, have been kept as political prisoners. They have been treated horribly. They've been beaten. They've been isolated. They've been taken, when they've called their attorneys, they've been put in solitary confinement.
Who's in solitary? Well, hold on. Can you give me some names? Who's in solitary confinement right now because of charges regarding January 6th?
Well, you can go to Be the People.
Okay, again, don't just refer me to a website. If these people have actually been beaten in prison and they are political prisoners, why do you think they were singled out for attention? Do you think that some of the people who are in prison and some of the people who pleaded guilty were recorded by video, for instance, attacking the Capitol building and destroying property and battling police officers? One of the things they did today is they had 140 seconds of silence for the 140 police officers who were seriously injured in fighting to protect the Capitol building. Or you think that didn't happen?
No, I think that happened. There was a political demonstration that happened on January 6th. There were police officers that were, it was a bad stain on our party. There was no benefit of anybody who participated in that. However, there are still people in the D.C. jail that are being held that have still not seen their day in court.
It is a process that goes on. If you want to tell me about, basically, there is a problem with a writ of habeas corpus that you could actually use if people were being held without being charged. I don't believe there's a single individual who is being held in prison who has not been charged. If I am wrong about that, Anita, please send me the material that indicates that I am, and I'll acknowledge it on the air. But the truth of the matter is, do you believe most of the people, the 900 people who have faced serious charges, the majority of whom have either been convicted or have pleaded guilty, do you believe that most of those people are in fact innocent?
I don't know the circumstances of each one of those individuals. I believe that there were people who were let into the Capitol. There are things that we...
Okay, who let them into the Capitol?
I believe that there were... Well, have we ever found out who Ray Epps worked for? Do we know?
Yes, we have. The Ray Epps thing has been incredibly well investigated, and the FBI did not stage this event. And again, one of the things that I think could damage the Republican Party very, very severely is if people who believe as you do persuade a huge new committee investigation or something of that nature, trying to claim that January 6th was something other than what it was, which was a riot that was planned and organized by a number of very extreme people involved with organizations like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and others. And people on the extreme right who made other conservatives look profoundly irresponsible. There's a headline in USA Today. It says more than 950 people have been charged in January 6th Capitol riot, but the investigation is far from over. And again, this is after 2 years. Anita, appreciate your call. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Roughly 350 suspects remain on the FBI's wanted list of violent offenders. The arrests slowed in 2022 with at least 230 charged, compared with roughly 700 who were charged in 2021. Of the 192 people who have been sentenced to incarceration, the average incarceration time, the time that they are serving in jail, has been 16 months on average. So for half of them, obviously, you're talking about less than 16 months. We will be right back on this January 6th on The Medved Show. More about attitudes toward January 6th.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. All week, as many as 20 Republicans have not voted for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. On the 12th ballot, 14 of those opponents flipped and backed McCarthy. One who did not, Florida's Matt Gaetz.
We do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power.
because we know who he will use it for, and we are concerned it will not be for the American people.
At the White House, President Biden's honoring a dozen law enforcement and election officials for protecting the Capitol 2 years ago today, and for refusing to bow to pressure to overturn their state's election results. They're receiving the Presidential Citizens Award. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin's awake, breathing on his own. Doctors removed his breathing tube overnight. It was 4 days ago. Hamlin nearly died on the field during the Bills-Bengals game. New report says tech firms have cut about 100,000 jobs last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up the controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on this January 6th, as the voting in the House of Representatives gets closer and closer to making Kevin McCarthy the next Speaker of the House of the United States, it clearly will be done. Probably, certainly by the end of this weekend, which is not an encouraging development. Number of people have pointed to these concessions that McCarthy has made to win over that handful of votes that may make it more difficult to raise the debt ceiling. It may make it more difficult to fund the government, to prevent a government shutdown. It seems to me that if there is some kind of cooperation between the overwhelming majority of the Republican caucus and the Democrats, that it simply cannot work long term for 20 members of the House to dictate to the other 415 members what is going to happen to the United States of America. It just doesn't work that way. Yes, we want to protect the rights of minorities, but in the People's House, there has always been more of a sense that majority rules, and there's a very clear majority to basically not undermine the government of the United States by closing off all funding for everything. Which is a possibility coming up. Meanwhile, this story from The Hill House Democrats and one Republican paused for a brief but emotional ceremony to mark the second anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Gathering on the House steps with the families of officers who lost their lives in connection with the riot, lawmakers honored the fallen officers as well as those injured in the lengthy battle with those who stormed the Capitol. The January 6th insurrection shook our republic to the core. For many in the Congress and across the country, the physical, psychological, and emotional scars are still raw, yet from the unspeakable horror sprang extraordinary heroism. Law enforcement heroes confronted the insurrectionists to protect the Capitol, the Congress, and our Constitution. And it's with great respect and admiration, said Nancy Pelosi, that we are joined by the families this morning. Thank you to the families for considering us worthy to share your grief to honor your loss. And to honor those people in law enforcement, many of whom were minorities, by the way. The new movie in Discovery Plus that features many of the officers that you haven't heard from before, and people who were severely injured in the attack on the Capitol. It is a shame that this was not a bipartisan event, that only one Republican attacked. Let us go to your calls and to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing okay.
Good. I get frustrated. I actually have called you months and months ago about this. It was not a riot. There have been people convicted of seditious conspiracy. It was an insurrection, by definition. And there is a difference. It makes a difference because people like the woman who called before is not living in reality, because people keep saying things like riot and keep kind of passing it off as if it wasn't a big deal. If I'm a wide receiver in the NFL and I drop the ball, I'm still a wide receiver. Failure does not define what something is. Because they failed doesn't mean it wasn't an insurrection. They just weren't very good at it.
Okay, do I believe that it was an insurrection for some people, like the people from Oath Keepers who were convicted, as you're right, about seditious conspiracy? If you're convicted of seditious conspiracy, which is a very important and very grave charge, yeah, you're an insurrectionist. But I believe on the other side what people say, and the reason that I prefer to use the term riot, is that for most of the people, including people who participated illegally and are going to pay a price for this, they weren't part of any planned insurrection. They were coming up and expressing their rage. One of the reasons I'm hesitant about the term insurrection is part of the plan to overturn the election. And John Eastman and others were involved with it, was to have the president invoke the Insurrection Act, which would give him the right to declare martial law, which would have been a vastly more serious disaster, don't you think, than we experienced even with the violence and the takeover of the Capitol.
Certainly, it would have been much worse. Trump was, and granted, this will never be in a court of law where he is convicted of anything, but he clearly was waiting for it to get bad enough so that he could invoke the Insurrection Act. Just because it didn't happen doesn't change what it was. And additionally, because people succumbed to the seditious conspirators and then became violent, they in turn became insurrectionists. So whether or not they came
but
with the
you
intent
see,
of
you
being
can't,
one,
you can't convict them of insurrection without intent. Do you think that most of the people who attacked the Capitol building had any sort of plan to actually overturn the government or even to overturn the election? They were just angry and enraged and wanting somehow to, quote, stop the steal. Right?
I believe all of the websites that that previous caller goes to made it clear that they were going there to stop the steal, which meant stop the election, which is, by definition, stopping the government from doing its legally required task, constitutional task, therefore insurrection.
And by the way, let me ask you, when you look at this, who do you think deserves the lion's share of the credit for preventing any of those disasters from actually going forward?
Luck, fate. Had it gotten
How about Mike
worse,
Pence?
Had anything else turned?
How about Mike Pence? I mean,
he had one good day. He could have stopped it long before then. He had one good day, and it was a good day. I'm giving him credit for that good day. He should have been much more vocal prior to that.
Well, again, he sent out, and I remember this very vividly, and I was thinking, oh, thank God, this is going to prevent us from having anything terrible happen on January 6th. He had sent out a public letter to the president explaining why, under the Constitution, the obvious fact that he did not have the right or the ability or the power to overturn the election. That is not in the Constitution. It's not in the 12th Amendment. It's not given to the vice president. And, look, I mention this not because I think Mike Pence is going to be president of the United States or going to be the Republican nominee, but because I think that one good day that you acknowledge, Steve, is one of those things that history will acknowledge with admiration for somebody, at least, in a very high position in the administration, behaving in a way that advanced the interests of the country, even if it may not have advanced his own interests. Appreciate your call very much. The roughly 350 suspects remain on the FBI's wanted list of violent offenders at the Capitol that day. There's video of all of this. This is from the Department of Justice. More than two-thirds are wanted for violence against the estimated 140 law enforcement officers who were assaulted and injured grievously that day. The FBI has reviewed almost 4 million files, including 30,000 video files, and continues to seek tips for the public. Once upon a time, I mean, one of the goals, it seems to me, that Republicans and Democrats ought to share would be trying to help to restore some of the respect for law enforcement, which includes very much the FBI. And the idea that the FBI is somehow the enemy here because they're trying to find the people who are most responsible for an attack on the Capitol building. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are still six holdouts among Republicans, people who are not voting for either Hakeem Jeffries. Actually, if those six Republican holdouts voted for Hakeem Jeffries, he would have the 218, and he would be the new Speaker of the House. That will not happen, of course. So what can happen among the not-so-magnificent six who are still holding out, including Andy Biggs and Lauren Boebert, not including Paul Gosar, who went ahead and voted for McCarthy, what can happen among those six is if three of them vote present, and three of them go ahead and vote for McCarthy, that would give him a majority of those actually voting, and he would be the next Speaker of the House, which is a very, very likely outcome. There is this from YouGov, which does a pretty good job with polling. They have a fairly strong accuracy record in terms of projecting who is likely to win major elections and even projecting some of the states that President Trump carried in 2020 and some of those states that he lost. But they now have a poll about January 6th, and they write that while most Americans disapprove of the January 6th Capitol takeover, I think that's too weak a term. Most Americans disapprove of the Capitol takeover. The share who approve of the Capitol takeover has increased significantly since the event first took place. Why? Why would people, looking in retrospect, think, you know, that was a really good thing that they invaded the Capitol? That was really a great job. I mean, even if you're one of those people who believes it was a stolen election, what did the attack on the Capitol do to help the cause of, quote, overturning the election and stopping the steal? 2 years ago, just 9% of Americans said they strongly or somewhat approved of the takeover. First of all, how does someone, even 2 years ago, approve of what was done at the Capitol building? Coming in and breaking windows and waving Confederate flags and smearing the walls with feces and other things. You remember the takeover shaman, the QAnon shaman who was there? Do you remember the participation very prominently of QAnon with QAnon signs and more in the Capitol building? The share who have increased, who said that they strongly or somewhat approved of the takeover, was 9% 2 years ago. Now it's more than doubled. 20% say they approve. What is to approve of? The share who approved the takeover has increased 13 percentage points among Democrats to 16%. How is it even possible that 16% of Democrats now approve of the takeover of the Capitol building? People must be confused. I mean, seriously, I don't mean to be, but if you're a Democrat, if you're somebody who presumably as a Democrat voted for Joe Biden and he won a well over 90% of Democratic votes, if you voted for Joe Biden, how do you find 16% of people who describe themselves as Democrats who think that what happened on January 6th, 2 years ago today, was a good thing? The share has gone up even more among Republicans. It's now 32% from 16%. In other words, back in 2021, that January 6th, 16% of Republicans either somewhat or strongly approved of raiding the Capitol building. It's now up to 32% of Republicans. Does that explain why they're having such a cursedly difficult time trying to select a Speaker of the House? And the whole idea is that the American people selected that Speaker. When people voted for Republicans, they didn't vote for Republicans to come to Washington, D.C. and tie up the House of Representatives. It was very well known that Kevin McCarthy was going to be the candidate who would be chosen by the Republican caucus, and he was chosen by a vote of 188-31, overwhelmingly. He was chosen to be the candidate of the Republican Party, so this was what people voted for in the election. And yes, Republican candidates for the House got several million more votes than Democratic candidates. So what is going on with our country? The share of independents who say they are not sure about whether they approve of the what happened to the Capitol building has gone up to 25% from 6%. And this is after the January 6th Select Committee investigations and all of the material and the really dramatic and extremely moving documentaries, including the new one on Discovery Plus. The idea that all that is there and people are not sure about how they feel about what happened, while Republican skepticism about Trump's involvement increased a year after the takeover, their views are now similar to what they were 2 years ago when the attack occurred. What percentage of Republicans say Trump bears at least a little teensy bit, a tiny, 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 tiny bit of responsibility? That's 39%. And only 8% of Republicans, think about this, 8% of Republicans think that Trump bears a lot of responsibility. 51% of Republicans say he bears no responsibility at all. He had nothing to do with it. Who called people to Washington, D.C.? It's going to be wild. I need you to come to Washington. And one after another, the people who were convicted or who pleaded guilty, people who were actually serving jail time, when asked why they did what they did, the president asked us to do it. President called us there. This is unreal. And it is somewhat disturbing. And it indicates why it does seem to me very important that people actually get together to commemorate what happened and to look at it seriously as an assault on our system of government. The family members or representatives on the Capitol steps earlier today read the names of each officer who died in connection with the riot. Three of them are officers who, shortly after the riot, committed suicide. And they have linked those suicides to what happened to them on January 6th. The names of the people, officers who died, were Officer Brian Sicknick, that name you know, Howard Liebengood, Metropolitan Police Officers Jeffrey Smith, Gunther Hoshida, and Kyle DeFreitag. They also read the name of a family of Billy Evans, a Capitol Police Officer who was killed after a man rammed into Capitol barricades and drew a knife on officers. And that, by the way, was an anti-government individual from the left, not from the right. His name was read aloud, the officer who died, Billy Evans, by his two young sons. The remembrance was held as the majority of the GOP gathered for a call to discuss pending 12th vote to determine who will serve as Speaker of the House. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican of Pennsylvania, was the only Republican who attended the January 6th remembrance. Lawmakers held a 142nd moment of silence, 1 second for each officer injured during the attack, the pause leaving audible tears and sniffling from elected officials as well as those in the crowd. We stand here today with our democracy intact because of those officers. This said Hakeem Jeffries. The violent insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and attempted to halt the peaceful transfer of power, a cornerstone of our republic. They failed. They failed because the bravery and valor of the United States Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police Department officers. More on the key to success in college. It's actually very different from what the politically correct wants you to believe. We'll be talking about a remarkable discovery in that regard coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.